Governor Walker left Marquette University 34 credits short of a degree his senior year, a decision he says he made because he was offered a job at the American Red Cross. Walker has said in the past that he thinks it's a decision most people would make, but he now says he's interested in earning his degree through the University of Wisconsin's new Flex Option degree program for working adults.
Right now, the Flex Option, as we currently have, it's really focused on the key industries, engineering, some related to healthcare, and others out there. As it expands, I'd certainly be interested in doing it, as I mentioned in the state of, or the budget address, but right now it doesn't have the areas I've specifically studied in. So as it broadens, we'd like to see it broaden, not so much for me, but for others who are interested in the program. And if I could find the right course load, I'd do it.
Walker says one of the appeals of the Flex Option is that people can take tests to earn credits rather than take classes.
Some of those things may be things I've acquired over the years that can test into. Other things may be things I have to take online or otherwise.
Walker left college more than two decades ago. He's openly contemplating a degree at a time when he's traveling the country meeting with GOP donors, fueling speculation that he's interested in running for president. Walker was asked if he needs a college degree to run for president.
Well, I don't think I've needed a college degree to be in the state assembly, to be county executive, nor to be governor. I don't know about any other position.
Walker's opponent in his gubernatorial campaign, Democrat Mary Burke, has two college degrees, including an MBA from Harvard. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.